the types of women that get everything that they want in their relationships are the ones that aren't scared to set the tone in the relationship. So many women struggle with asking for what they want. They struggle with owning their power and authority in their relationships. It's so easy to look to the men or look to the other people and look at them for permission to see if they'll allow us to have what we want to have, to see if they'll validate that we do deserve to have what we want. Welcome back to the How to Talk to Men series. This is the series where we dive into the philosophy of being a goddess in love and deciding how we get to be treated in our relationships. If you want to attract a masculine provider type man, you need to be so comfortable in your own feminine energy that you naturally bring that out of other people around you. So by you being so firm in your desires and in your healthy femininity, that naturally makes other people want to provide for you, makes them want to protect you. But if you're on shaky ground, if you're not really sure what you want, you're not really sure about your boundaries, you're not really sure who you are or the life that you get to have because you haven't done the inside work, you haven't decided that for yourself, or maybe you've decided it, but you're still looking to the outside for that kind of validation, your energy is going to be very shaky. It's going to be a little bit weak. So you're naturally going to attract people that are going to test your boundaries. Because when we aren't strong in something within ourselves, we attract other people that are going to test that. We attract people that are going to trigger us so that way we can heal those triggers and move forward in a positive way. Anytime that you are faced with someone that is not showing up in the full way that you want them to, or they're overstepping a boundary, that is a golden opportunity for you. That is your opportunity to speak your mind. The most underrated way to receive the princess treatment, the queen treatment, the goddess treatment in any relationship that you're in is to know how to ask for what you want. I know it sounds super straightforward, but a lot of people make a mistake when they're doing this. Because a lot of people think that asking for what you want means you have to convince the other person. It means you have to shame the other person or guilt them or try to make them feel bad about what they're currently doing so that they want to change. In reality, that is not how you influence people's behavior, especially as a woman. As a woman, your emotions towards someone, your thoughts about someone, they mean a lot to them. So for you, you think you're just being critical and you're just trying to get them to change, but to them, you're basically killing their spirit. Your words are really, really powerful. So the way that you communicate to people is extremely important. Growing up, my mom would always communicate in the wrong way to her partner, and that ruined their relationship, and it honestly made our childhood so much more difficult because she couldn't just say what she wanted. She always had to create drama out of it. She always had to make him feel bad for what he was doing. And of course, he wasn't perfect. He made his mistakes as well, but it started with her because she is the woman. And I've told you this before, I'll tell you this again. As a woman, you set the tone for the relationship. Maybe a man can initiate a relationship and he can attempt to set the tone for the relationship, but you, as the woman, are the one that decides. As the feminine one in the relationship, your energy determines the outcome of the couple. Your energy determines the abundance that is brought to you as a couple. That's why they always say, happy wife, happy life. Because when the feminine is satisfied in the relationship, everything else is going to go in a positive way. But when the feminine is not satisfied, when you're not being honest with yourself, you're not owning your desires. You think you have to force others to get what you want or beg them to give you what you want. You're in your wounded energy. That will bring down the energy of the couple. The easiest way to heal your feminine energy and make sure that you're showing up in a positive way is by making sure that you are getting what you need and what you want. When you're looking at feminine energy, you have two sides of feminine energy. There's always polarity. So you have your light feminine energy. That's where you're feeling soft, you're feeling happy, you're thinking about your desires, you're in your wonderland, you're thinking about your imagination and all the amazing things that you could have and experience. Then you have your dark feminine energy. That's the feminine energy that's more focused on boundaries, that's more focused on seduction. This is the one that plays with physical reality a little bit more. The one that's actually showing up and getting things done sometimes. The easiest way to heal your feminine energy is by looking at the individual components. Look at your soft side and then look at your dark side. Are you setting the boundaries that is laying the space for you to be able to use your imagination? Are you using your imagination enough that you're able to stand firmly in your boundaries because you know what they are? When you're looking at your light side, you're looking at the side that's thinking about what she wants. This is the energy that a lot of women already have because they're already thinking about what they desire. This is what a lot of manifestation teaches you, to focus on your desires and focus on what you want and manifest what you want. The secret ingredient, though, is the dark side. Because when we're focused on who we are and what we want, physical reality wants proof of that. This isn't just about putting actions towards your goals. It's mostly about your boundaries. When I'm coaching women, the main skills that we need to develop are setting boundaries and communicating in a healthy way, because those are the two qualities that most women just did not develop because they were focused on other feminine qualities that society tells you are important, but they didn't teach you the dark side of feminine energy. They didn't teach you the seductive and the ambitious side of feminine energy that's willing to put her foot down, willing to walk away from relationships, willing to tell people no, willing to speak on what she wants even if no one else is speaking up. That is the dark side of our womanhood that we need to embrace in order to have the full picture of what we need to attract the relationships that we want. That's how you're going to be able to talk to people in a way that's so magnetic and everything works out for you, because you're balanced within yourself. When you're balanced within yourself, everything else is easy. Everything else is just obvious. It's pretty obvious for you what to do. A lot of the women that come to me are able to solve their own relationship problems, whether it's in their long-term relationship or whether it's a new person that they're dating. They're able to solve them by simply learning how to communicate. And this doesn't mean that they're bad communicators. It just means that they don't know how to communicate in a feminine way to their partner. That is a very specific skill that most women were not taught and they did not learn on their own because no one told them that the way they were communicating was wrong. The reason is because when you're in a relationship and your man does something that you don't like, what do? Most women, they call up their best friend, they call their mom, they call their aunt, they call some sort of female friend, and they complain. And what does the friend do? Complains with them, says, yeah, they should know better. Why did they do that? That's wrong. So they get each other riled up. This is something that we do as women, because we love to talk about stuff and we love to share everything that we're feeling with each other, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when it comes to our romantic relationships, it can be a little bit problematic because if you're communicating all these things to your girlfriends and you're getting emotionally charged up, you're getting more and more angry, but you haven't said a single word to this man, guess what's going to happen? Your emotions are going to build up. They're going to build up until one day you'll explode. And then you'll say a bunch of things that are hurtful. They'll say things that are hurtful. Then you have to apologize. Then you have to try to reel it back in and fix the situation. Then the original problem never got fixed. And here you are again, starting the cycle back over again. This is something I experience a lot. Like I told you, growing up, my mother did not know how to communicate to her partner, and she liked to complain a lot. So she would complain to us as the kids, to me and my brother, about whatever was going on in her life, maybe her job, maybe her friends, especially her husband, right? And at the end of the day, she wouldn't communicate that to him in a positive way. She just wouldn't say things, and then she would complain to us and get herself charged up. Then one day some little thing would happen and that would be her opportunity to voice everything she's been feeling, and they would explode at each other and just have the worst arguments. This is a very unhealthy cycle, and it can be totally avoided by simply communicating at the beginning when you first feel a sense of discomfort. The first step is to know how you're feeling and why you're feeling that way. Because sometimes the thing that made us angry doesn't have anything to do with the person that we're talking to. It has to do with ourselves, from something that happened in our past or something that we have programmed into us, but it's not really true of the situation. So you have to figure that part out first. You can do that by yourself, or you can do that with the help of a professional. But moving from there, being able to communicate, that is where things get tricky. Most people, the way that they communicate a desire is that they communicate by complaining. So let's use a really simple example. Like, I want my partner to buy me flowers. The way that most women would handle this situation is that they wouldn't say anything. He would come home from work without flowers, and they would just have a pouty face and be like, And they would just be in a bad mood. That's one way women handle things. Another way is by starting a random argument that has nothing to do with the flowers. Like, you're gonna start picking at every other thing he does. Like, oh, why did you leave your shoes on in the house? Why did you leave your socks over there? Oh, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you clean the windows like you said you were gonna clean them? They start picking at other things to create problems in the relationship. That's the second way a lot of women handle it. The third way a lot of women would handle this is by saying, why don't you ever buy me flowers? Did you know my friend's man always buys her flowers? I see all these women on Instagram. They get these big bouquet of flowers and you never buy me any flowers. Do you even care about me? Because if you cared about me, you would buy me flowers. What you'll notice in all three of those examples, none of those are going to lead to a successful outcome. She's not getting her flowers, not in that way. Or if she does, he's gonna be resentful about it and he's gonna be very confused, and it's not gonna be like a positive romantic interaction. The right way to handle this would be to communicate from your desires. So this is what I tell you when I say feminine communication. You're communicating from inside out. It's like you're projecting your heart out into the world for people to see. It's being vulnerable. That's why it's hard for a lot of people to do this, because it's kind of a vulnerable thing to do, to just purely say what you want completely unfiltered without blaming anyone else or bringing anything else into the mix. Like, you're just being raw and honest. So the right way to handle this would be to simply ask and say, hey, I love these flowers. Would you mind picking some up on your way home? That's it. Men want to please you. Men want to take care of you. Men want to provide for you. They don't want to do any of those things when they feel forced to. They don't want to do any of those things when they feel unappreciated. they don't want to do any of those things, when they feel like the relationship's not going very well and they're not feeling like anything is going in a positive way, so why are they going to put more effort? But when you simply communicate what you want, or you say that you like something and you would love to have it, they will act on it, okay? Now you have to understand, nobody's perfect. Sometimes guys will forget to do certain things. Sometimes they'll get distracted with other things. That's part of the situation when you decided to live a life where you are provided for and a man is taking the responsibility for a lot of things. You have to understand that they might be a little bit more busy, and so they might have to handle other things and they may forget certain things. This doesn't mean they're going to be a bad partner. It just means that you can't hold them to the same standard that you would hold yourself to in certain ways because you have a different lifestyle than them. I'm able to film these videos whenever I want. I'm able to go to the gym whenever I want. I'm able to spend 2 to 3 hours cooking a delicious stew if I want to. I'm able to do all these things because of the lifestyle that my husband has provided for me. Which, by the way, it feels so weird to say husband because we just got married last weekend, and so I'm still getting used to saying the word husband, because before I was saying fiance, and then before that I was saying boyfriend. But I'm so excited, and let me know if you want to see any pictures from the wedding. We did something really private. We did it at our house and it was super intimate with our family, but I was overall really happy with it. So let me know if you want me to make a whole nother video like talking about that, or if you want me to just share the photos. But for the point of this video, my husband has provided a lifestyle for me where I'm able to do all these things, right? But he's working most of the time. He's at work. He can only go to the gym on certain hours of the day. He can only eat in certain hours of the day. He only has a certain amount of free time to do certain things and to like preemptively think about getting me flowers or getting me a card or doing whatever little thing that us as women want men to do, right? So of course there's a certain amount of grace that you have to give your partner when you understand their lifestyle. Now, this goes back to owning your true feminine desires and knowing what it is that you require. A lot of the times as women, we try to compare ourselves to other women. We think that, okay, well, her boyfriend buys her flowers all the time, so that must be the standard for love. And if my man loves me, then he has to buy me flowers. Because if he doesn't buy me flowers every day, then that means he doesn't love me. And in reality, you don't even care about flowers. So you have to ask yourself, what are the things that you care about the most? What ways of love languages or what ways of showing affection are most important to you? Do you like gifts? Do you like flowers? Do you like quality time? Do you like compliments? Do you like acts of service? What are the things that are most important to you? And start asking for those things on a regular basis. Here's the thing. When you've programmed your man to do a certain thing for you, he'll keep doing it forever, right? So I remember when I was first dating my husband and I felt like we were spending enough time together, but I wanted more like romantic time together. So I was like, we should start doing a date night every week. And he thought that was a great idea. So at first I had to like remind him and say, oh wait, it's this Thursday, right? Like we're doing date night this Thursday. I had to like remind him a little bit to get him on the routine. After a while, after a few weeks, maybe a month or two of like consistently doing it, he would start thinking, like on Monday, he'd be like, oh, we could go to this place for date night, when date night was gonna be on Thursday. So he would start planning in advance around our plans, till it got to the point where I forgot about date night. I literally forgot that we had date night and we had a night of the week that we were gonna go for dinner, and he would be planning it and he would be thinking about it. So these are things that if I would have communicated negatively, like the way a lot of women know how to communicate, like if I would have said, oh, we never spend time together, how come you never take me on dates? Or if I started creating other arguments, you know, to be angry at him, I would have never gotten what I wanted. But I chose the simplest approach in just communicating in a feminine way, saying what I wanted without any attachment, without any shame or guilt or fear or doubt, without judging him, just owning what I wanted and getting what I wanted. And I got what I wanted, right? So you are stopping yourself from getting what you want most of the time because you're just not willing to get it. You want to talk about it, you want to complain about it, but you don't want to actually get it. Because if you wanted to get it, you would open that beautiful little mouth of yours and you would speak it and you would command it with your presence. Not complain, not beg, not force them, not guilt them or shame them and create other random arguments or stay silent and be passive aggressive and hope that they figure it out. No, you would say, hey, I would like to have this. Can you get it for me? And if they say no, and they say no, 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 no all the time to everything you want, that's your sign. You must go elsewhere, okay? You should not be with someone that's always telling you no for everything, because what's the point of that? The point of a relationship is to be with someone who makes you feel validated and makes you feel happy. So if you feel scared to ask for what you want, know that that's a you problem. But if you're asking for what you want all the time and you're not getting it, that's a them problem, okay? That's the difference. But the problem is, a lot of us think that people are supposed to read our minds and know exactly what to do for us, and then when they don't do it, we get mad at them. But we never asked for this thing, right? I think the reason that a lot of us are scared to ask for what we want is because we think that our desires are an inconvenience. We think that it's a burden to ask others for what we want. We think it's not polite to say, I want you to do this for me. But I'm here to tell you, it is polite. And it's actually the correct way to do things, because there's a very small percentage of people that will be able to know exactly what you want and do the exact perfect thing. That's not a very common quality. So by telling someone exactly what you want, you're giving them a gift, because now they don't have to think about this, think about that, and potentially get it wrong. They know exactly what you want. They know exactly how to make you happy. And I'm telling you, they want to make you happy. So just ask.